Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello and happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show. I am your host, your coach, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of businessbabiesandbeauty.com, a multifaceted resource for business moms that balance it all. Now, I know firsthand the challenges of growing a business and a family. I'm an entrepreneur, wife, and mother to six beautiful children. I help women balance business and family. I extended my brand into radio to bring light to some other fascinating women and let the world know that, yes, you can make your own money. You can do whatever you want to do. You can start your own business. You can overcome a struggle. You can come out on top. You can do anything you want to do. Just put your mind to it and do it. And today, I have the pleasure of having my very special guest, Alexandria Ali, on the show with me today. Hello, Alexandria.
Hey, how are you doing, Shonda?
I am very well, and you are always beautiful, always, always.
It's just
a burst of sunshine in here today. So thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to me today.
I'm excited to be here.
Yay! That's always great. The weather is not so good today. It tried to take my hair down, but we came up. Okay. So, F&W Style. F&W Style launched in 2009 as a luxury handbag brand for the everyday woman. The team researched and discovered there was a void in the market for luxury handbags at an attainable price. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
F&W Style handbags are made with striking Italian leathers that reflect exquisite details, each in the likeness of head designer Alexandria Ali. She is striking. Alexandria, a second generation designer, was raised in Nigeria, where at a young age she was exposed to the many colors and patterns of nature in addition to modern architectural structures. This global exposure has greatly influenced her design aesthetic, which can be seen in the collection. F&W Style handbags are available at select specialty stores, boutiques, casino gift shops, select Ritz-Carlton hotel gift shops, and also at fwstyle.com. In other words, Alexandria has it going on. Okay. If you didn't know, now you know. And visit fwstyle.com to know more.
Yes, yes.
So, Alexandria, tell us how you got started. First of all, I think you're fascinating.
Thank you.
We did an interview together a couple of months ago, and ever since then, I've just been an Alexandria Ali F&W Style fan.
Aw, thank you.
Because I just thought it was so remarkable that you built this brand. It started in 2009?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
But it goes way back. Like, tell us how you got started.
Well, I started modeling, and I always knew I wanted to do something in fashion. But, you know, it's one of those things where you don't know what you want to do in fashion. And, I know I've always liked handbags. And so what I started doing was selling handbags. So I would do fashion shows and things like that. I would pick up items and handbags, and I would sell them to friends and family.
Were these like from the designers that you modeled?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of them were designers I modeled for. And then some of them were stuff I picked up at, wholesale vendor shows.
Okay.
So then I would sell them. And, you know, I got a good reaction from it. And when I met my husband, well, not when I met him, but when we decided to get married and all that stuff, he said, you know, why don't you, you know, start designing something? And I was thinking, well, since I already sell handbags, let me start designing handbags. And at first, it just seemed like something that wasn't possible. Mm-hmm. You know, where do I even start from? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just took a leap of faith and I started, and I sketched some things out, started looking for manufacturers to manufacture it for me. And it kind of went from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're not new to business. Like, you're a master. At business. You have a master's in business.
Yes.
That is absolutely awesome. And so
Thank you.
Besides modeling, that was a job. I was going to say, did you ever work for anybody else? But so you just went from modeling to handbag design?
Well, no, I worked in the corporate world for years.
Okay.
I was a manager at a bank, a big bank in Atlanta. And so I did that for years. So that gave me a lot of my business skills. And I also, like you said, I have a master's in business. So I really feel like that helped me kind of put my design and business together to kind of know how to run my business and how to take it to the level that I want to take it to.
Absolutely. Cause that's absolutely important.
Yes.
To know that, because a lot of times, I know for me, I went to fashion school and every day, like the first couple of days, I woke up and everybody had their face made up with the makeup on. They were fly, but I'm like, I'm here to learn like how to do fashion. So I just have my Timberland boots on and a t-shirt and my jeans. I'm like, fashion is much more than just being pretty or the pretty picture. It's a lot of work behind those scenes.
Yes, very true. I think a lot of people that get into the fashion business, you know, especially designers, we kind of think that it's going to be mostly design. And I thought that too. Mm-hmm. But I would say designing is probably maybe 15% of what I do. Everything else has to do with the business of it, has to do with the marketing of it, has to do with the everyday, you know, grind of getting the business itself going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you did that. You launched in 2009.
Yes.
And how's that been?
It's been great. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some growing pain years, and you're always still growing.
Yes,
you know what
indeed.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a few years there where we were just trying to get it going, you know, and learning and falling and learning. And, you know, so we had years where we had to do all of that. But I think for the past couple of years, we've kind of found our groove.
Yeah.
And kind of found where we're supposed to be, what we did wrong. We've learned from it, you know, and doing it right. And just, I think I'm also more comfortable as a designer as to what my product statement should be.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I think with that, and it just takes growing. You never, get there until you actually learn through the process.
That is so true. Cause it is definitely a process, and you will go through the ups and the downs and then wonder, should I have done this?
Yes.
Is this right?
Uh-huh.
But then if you just stick with it and just follow your heart, I think it all works out, in the end. So, I'm such a huge fan of your Periscope. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
I follow like two people, you and Lanice. So I get the little, I don't know, what is it? A little doo-doo-doo when somebody is on. And so when you come on, I always look at it because it's fashion related, and it's not just for me, I design, baby apparel, mm-hmm. but I think that is still the same with the handbags and the apparel, baby, whatever it is. And you just always have so much good information. And of course, we're all excited. Like, she's in over 40 stores. How did that happen?
Yes.
So can you walk us through that process of, mm-hmm. Of getting into stores mm-hmm. and keeping those relationships alive?
Yeah. I actually just did a scope on this maybe a couple of days ago. And, you know, going back to Periscope, I love Periscope because then I can share my story, share kind of how I did it. And I think there's not that many fashion people mm-hmm. on Periscope. So I kind of, that's why I joined Periscope and wanted to kind of do that. But as far as getting into the stores, it's been through getting agents, through doing shows in markets, through doing trunk shows with stores that we wanted to be in, you know, actually, you know, cause sometimes stores are scared to buy a new brand because
right.
they don't know if you're going to sell in their store. So they don't want to place an order and then it just sit there. So doing a trunk show kind of makes them a little comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing I talked about on with Periscope with that subject is also doing the work. As in walking into stores, calling up stores. A lot of the stores that have been with us for a long time, a lot of them were ones that I actually walked into the store or ones that I picked up the phone and called them and kind of built that relationship with them and became friends with the store owners.
Mm-hmm.
So they think of me first when they think of ordering a handbag.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally get that because I know for me, I used to call, but you said something interesting on one of your Periscopes, send letters. Think about that. Like send a letter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of them are bombarded with emails.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about even just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How many emails you get every day. So once they see an email that says perfect handbag for your store, they're like delete because they don't even want to see anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But not many people send letters out to them. So I've noticed when I send them a package or when I send them a letter, they're more apt to look at it. So when I call them and say, hey, I sent you a package, did you receive it? A lot of them will say, yes, I received it. I haven't taken a look at it. Or they'll say, you know, I've received it. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think going the old school way of actually putting something together and mailing it out yields a better result.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I was doing an online application for something the other day and then their system was down. So they're like, well, we have the paper application. I'm like, that's so much better for me. I would let me just fill it in and then mail it in as opposed to sitting here on this computer for this long and putting this in. It's absolutely crazy.
Totally get that.
So the photographs for your bags are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That has to be a really important aspect of even getting into a store.
Yes.
So tell us about what's so important about the photographs.
Okay. Well, it's important to, there are a lot of things as a business owner, you should know what to spend money on and what not to spend money
on.
That's
so important.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to cut your coat according to your sleeve. So kind of if you're a smaller business, there's no need spending money on a huge fancy website, you mm-hmm. know, because probably in about 2 years, you want to change it to something else because you would have grown. But something like a picture, it's important to get a professional model. It doesn't have to have a huge staging and all that, but it's important to get a professional model and professional photographer mm-hmm. because that really helps to sell your brand and it puts you at a place where you look professional when you send these pictures out to stores and boutiques trying to get them to carry your brand. Mm-hmm. They see you in a different light. So I think it's very important to make sure you have the right photographer that's, you know, it's not just about the model, it's about the product. Mm-hmm. The product has to look good with it also. And just it's important to have that right photographer that you can partner with that can take good shots of your products when you're sending it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this bag right here. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And like your bio says, striking Italian. Is this croc embossed?
It is croc embossed.
Okay.
So all of our bags. Yes, please. Here you go. All of our bags are.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even know it was going to feel like this. This is so, oh my goodness. This is nice.
Yes. My two favorite leathers are, you know, pebble grain leather and croc embossed leather. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what we kind of use with all of our bags.
Oh, I smell that leather. Oh, I smell it.
Thank you. So, you know, we just put quality in our bags. And like I said, when I modeled for years, a lot of the bags that I got to model on the runway, a lot of the bags I took pictures with, mm-hmm. they were beautiful, but I couldn't afford them.
Right.
So when I was making our bags, I decided that I didn't want it to be anything more than a $350 price point. So that's our highest price point bag, but we put a lot of craftsmanship into it. And there's so many samples that come and I send back because I don't feel like it's worth what I feel the F&W girl wants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, kind of how it works for us.
Describe the F&W style girl.
Okay. She's Lanice. She's a woman that's, you know, busy in her life. You know, she, you know, has maybe charities or kids that she has of her own or that she's working with. She has a social life. She's pretty much just a well-rounded woman mm-hmm. that wants to look stylish and effortless in what she does. And that's what our handbags provide for her.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Can I take a peek inside?
Please
I know
do.
You say, okay.
Yeah.
I want to get all in your business.
Uh-huh.
But nice.
All of our handbags have a hot pink interior.
Yeah. It's
inside.
So cute. Makes you feel like really girly and just is nice.
Thank you. And the reason for the hot pink interior is, first of all, I love pink. Anybody that knows me knows I love pink.
Mm-hmm.
And since I couldn't make all the bags pink, I decided that I would put pink on the interior. So it's kind of like a dose of happiness when you open your bag and you see that pink, you know? So, pretty much. So
this is really nice. And this particular bag is good, for just on the go and just to throw things in here. And it's nice, but it's also nice to, you know, wear to church and just, this one is a really nice, overall, but I happen to really love that black clutch What's the name of that?
It's the Rose Clutch.
Rose Clutch.
Yes.
I happen to really love that one. That one is on my Christmas wish list, honey.
Are you telling somebody?
Right.
But, that Rose Clutch has done really well for us. And I think another reason is because it's a little bit of a bigger clutch. Mm-hmm. And so women can fit more in it. They can fit their, phone in it because phones are bigger these days. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really great clutch to have. And all of our bags are on our website also, fwstyle.com.
I absolutely love this one. This is now. What's the price for this one?
This one's $325.
And this, what is the name of this one?
This is the Lennox Tote.
Lennox Tote. Okay. Mm-hmm. What colors is this one available in?
It's in Marsala, yellow, and black.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do love that yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you. Shonda is over here shopping.
I absolutely am. So what is the best part about being an entrepreneur to you?
The best part about being an entrepreneur is having my own schedule. Okay. So I work more now than I've ever worked, you know, even in with corporate working 40 hours. Now I work a lot. I'm always working.
Yes.
But it's still my schedule, you know? And so if my kids need to, have dance class, dance lesson, or if they need a parent teacher volunteer at school, I can volunteer. I can make my schedule to do that if I need it to. So that has been really huge for me about being an entrepreneur. And, you know, that has made it so worth it for me, being able to just set my own schedule. And if I decide that I would rather work Saturday and Sunday and take Monday off,
right,
I can do that,
right,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's been a huge part for me about being an entrepreneur, just setting my own schedule. And also I see my daughter every day looking at me. She sees what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
She sees, you know, how hard I'm working. I mean, we were at the grocery store the other day and somebody said, "Hey, I like your bag." And she said, "Mom, can you give her your card, please?"
Oh, I love it.
You know what I mean? So things like that. And I think, you know,
yes,
instilling something in her, mm-hmm, you know, so.
Because that's where you started. You were at your mom's design boutique.
Yes.
So you come from design.
I do. My mom is a designer. When we were in Nigeria, she owned one of the only contemporary design studios in Nigeria. It's a huge studio, and she had several tailors. And just going there, I would always, you know, help her and just learn from her. And me and her share a studio right now, mm-hmm, our studio in Chamblee Tucker. And it was just amazing what I learned from her, the work ethic that she had, the, how she treated her clients and the techniques that she put into her design. That's something that kept with me, knowing that people were important. And I'm just not selling something to sell it. I'm also wanting people to feel good when they have my product.
And absolutely.
And that's all what I got from her. I saw that with her. So,
because that customer and that client, interaction is so important.
Yes.
Especially when you have a product, because they want to be able to feel like you care.
Exactly.
About them. And the customers really set the tone for your brand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're going to say either they absolutely love it.
Right.
Or they absolutely hate it.
Exactly.
And with customer service, I'm trying to tell you, what do they say? You kill them with a smile. I like go overboard with customer service with my customers, and they're so that they can tell the next person how great of a service she was, and,
mm-hmm,
and how she helped me do this and do that. And so she can tell the next person, and then they turn into a client.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you're the same way,
mm-hmm,
when you're out at the trunk shows and everything. You're just, you know, moving around with the clients and just bringing them into F&W Style.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been for you?
You know, trunk shows have been great. I've been traveling a lot, doing a lot of trunk shows, and I've partnered with Wine Women and Shoes, and so I do a lot of trunk shows with them as well. And it's just been great going out and meeting women and meeting ladies. You know, I sell handbags, yes, but my greater purpose is to make women and everybody that comes around me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people to feel better when they leave than when they first came and saw me. Mm-hmm. So that's really my purpose. So when I do these handbag shows and things like that, I want to make them feel good. I want to make them feel happy. I want to make them feel like they've gotten a great product that they can use for years. And it's just been great connecting with women and just getting to get their point of view of my handbags and what they like best. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a great experience this year partnering with Wine Women and Shoes.
And you've traveled with Wine Women and Shoes. Mm-hmm. Where have you traveled with them?
I've been to Pennsylvania, been to North Carolina, mm-hmm. I'm going to Columbus, Georgia. We've been to Alabama with them, and I'm missing a couple, but yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah. So been everywhere.
That's awesome. Yeah. So on one of your scopes, you were saying that it's a good thing to be out in the front to be like the face of the brand and show more of yourself. And right. I know for me, that's been the case too. Like I've always just been behind the scenes. I'm like, I'm okay. Just making money like behind closed doors. But mm-hmm. you really have to get out and connect with people.
Yes.
You really do.
Yes, you do. And I got to meet Adam Glassman, which he's the creative director at O Magazine. Mm-hmm. So I got to meet him, and one advice that he gave me, he said, people need to know who you are because it sets the tone for your brand, and it kind of just, you're the difference from everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So put yourself out there and let them know who you are, what you're selling, and what you stand for. And I kind of held that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's good information.
Yeah, you know, and so I've just kind of held that, and that's what I do. I go out there, let people know who I am, what I stand for, and you know, about my brand. So I think it's good because there's nobody like you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So putting out that energy out there and letting people know who you are, they gravitate more towards whatever your brand is.
And nobody can tell the story better than you.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. So let us talk about babies. Mm-hmm. You have two
yes.
adorable babies.
Thank you.
What are their ages?
I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
They look like they just running through that workshop.
Oh my gosh. Yes, they do. From time to time, I have to bring them to the workshop. Cause, you know, I have a couple of days where I stay, work from home, mm-hmm. but I have to go to the, studio to do something. So I bring them with me. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that place is upside down. I'm like praying nobody's calling me that they're on their way right. over there because it's, yeah. So, but yeah, I love them. They're my everything and they keep me going.
Mm-hmm. So, I feel like it's important to show women that you can have a business, you can have your children, and you can just have it all together one day if people have to come in mm-hmm. and see that your kids are running around while they're purchasing a bag. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, mm-hmm. but I'm still in business. I'm still an entrepreneur. I'm still doing this.
Exactly.
Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way. And you know, I mean, you have six
yeah.
kids. It still blows my mind. I'm like, how can she do all this stuff and have six kids? I mean, I have two kids and sometimes I'm like, oh my God. But you know, it's.
So imagine if you're saying, oh my God, I'm saying it like times three.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it all goes hand in hand for me. That's why, you know, you look at our Instagram page with my business. It's not just business stuff. I put stuff about my kids, my mm-hmm. family, because it all goes together for me. We're all F and W style. When I think about a bag that I'm creating, I'm thinking about, you know, can I fit stuff for my kids that I'm going
right,
to in
right.
it too. You know, so it's all, you know, well, rounded, and I feel like we can do it all.
Yeah.
You can be a mom and be an entrepreneur and be a girl boss. You can do all that stuff. And I know so many women. I'm part of a CEO group. And I know so many women in that group that have kids and they do it, you know, so you can do it all. I think it is a little bit more, you know, effort and a little
it
bit
is.
More work,
it's,
you know,
definitely.
Yeah. So I always keep them with me. Like, Alina will come with me if we're packaging that day. You know, Friday is our packaging day. If she comes home from school, she'll come to the studio with me and she'll help us with the boxing of it. And she loves it. She just feels like it's her business. Right. If you ask her what's the name of your business, she'll say F&W style.
I love it.
So that's, yeah.
The other day, my 4-year told me, he's like, I work for Airbender. I was like, okay, you work for Airbender. Okay. It is so funny to see them. And then I feel like we're building, business for them, mm-hmm. a legacy for them,
yes.
and just trying to create generational wealth
right.
for them.
Exactly.
I didn't come from it, but I definitely want to start it and leave it for my kids.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's awesome. Very important. And to just show women who don't have children yet or maybe contemplating, should I start a family or should I just keep working this business? For me, it wasn't even a question. I just got pregnant and I just had to do it. I just had to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Nobody was planned. The business was planned. Mm-hmm. The babies weren't. Yeah. They just came along and I just had to balance it all. I just had to keep doing that.
Yeah. I think for me, when I first had, Alina, with Aldrich, it's been great. But when I first had Alina, it was I guess my system was still getting used to everything and being pregnant and doing business. So at that point, my business did slow down because I had to adjust to handling it all. And at first, I just couldn't, and sometimes as women, we got to know it's okay to take that time.
It is okay.
It's okay. You know,
it
so
really
I had
is.
To take some time off. And at first I was beating myself up about it, but then I realized, it's what it is.
It really is.
It's okay.
It is what it is. We beat ourselves up a lot. I heard something the other day, or did I read it? I'm not sure. But it says we need to start being nicer to ourselves.
Yes.
Just be nice to yourself.
Yes.
I mean, because you can go and you can just think about all the mistakes that you've made, or you can compare yourself to the next person, which you should never do.
Yeah.
But with social media today, you can get caught up in that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll beat yourself up because you're not as far ahead as you think that you should be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. You don't. We all take our time and we all get to our own different levels. You have 2 kids. I have 6 kids. Somebody else may have 8 or 3 or whatever. And we just have to do what we have to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Just worry about watering your own grass and not how green somebody else's grass is.
Absolutely. Unless you want to be a handbag designer and you want to learn from Alexandria.
<Yes. laughs>
And she can definitely tell you all about that. So let's switch gears and let's talk about fashion and beauty.
Yes.
And how it relates to your handbags and just being a designer and trying to gather inspiration either for your next collection. Talk a little bit about that.
So to me, I'm very inspired by the everyday woman. So that's what I'm always looking at, women that own businesses or women that are in the corporate world, or what are they doing? What are they wearing? I read a lot of like fashion journals and things like that because I just want to get into the mind of what does she want? What does she like? So that's kind of how my design process, I know some people are inspired by places they travel to or things like that. But
I'm one of those people.
You're what? Yeah, yeah. So and sometimes that does inspire me, but mainly it's just the woman. Like I'm at the airport and I'm looking at women that are coming back and forth. What are they doing? What are they wearing? What are the things that they need? Those are the things that I look at when I'm at the mall.
It's important.
Yes, when I'm at the mall, I'm just always looking at, what colors do they want? And I'm wearing a black bag today, but a lot of our bags are colorful and cheerful because I feel like you can be powerful, but you can still wear a pop of color to show that personality. You know what I mean? I automatically, if I see a woman wearing, maybe she's wearing a black suit and then I see a red purse, I automatically see that. Oh yeah, she still has that.
Yeah.
I can be fun too. You know what I mean? Kind of style to her. So that's how my creative process is. It's just watching women, everything from TV to when I travel to the airport. What do they want and what could I see that could fit in their lifestyle? Mm-hmm.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Because I'm that way. Mm-hmm. I'm all black all the time. But I will do, that's why I love my nail polish line. I'll do my color in my nail polish.
Exactly.
And also with a bag.
Exactly.
But
yeah, like
really
today you're wearing black, but the fingernails are yellow and it's just like, it's fun.
Lemonade. Yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is.
Yeah.
I like doing that.
Yeah.
So I think that following a trend as far as a designer is probably a no-go. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I don't follow any trends for my business because you're pretty much putting a timeline on your business, you know? I mean, maybe, I don't know, I might create one collection 1 year and say, okay, I want to put in something that's trendy. Mm-hmm. But mostly I just create things that are just sophisticated
and classic.
Colorful and classic, you know, things that you can wear this bag. I want you to be able to wear our bags 10 years from now and not be dated like, hey, look at that, the style in 2015, right. You know, I don't want that. So I don't really follow many trends. Mm-hmm. You know, I just keep it classic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. So, holiday. Mm-hmm. The holidays are coming. Mm-hmm. I'm a little slow on my campaign right now. But I'm trying to get it together. Right. Like, when is it too late? Or when should we have started? Is the question.
I would say in September. Mm-hmm. But I'm a big believer in it's not too late. Mm-hmm. Because even if it's the day before Christmas, do something the day before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, put whatever you need to put out there. But I would say to really start planning, you know, September, put down a timeline. But it's not too late to do it now. But put down a timeline of what I want to do and how I'm going to attack the holiday. Mm-hmm. You know, because people are going to be shopping anyway.
Right.
People are buying stuff for somebody. Why not let it be your stuff they're mm-hmm. buying? You know, so that's the way I see it. So for Christmas, we have a new kind of packaging. We made our packaging a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So I'll be announcing that probably this week or next week. We're doing some Facebook ads for it. We have shows that we've lined up, you know, the shows that we've been doing, trunk shows and things like that. You know, we're going to be doing we've partnered with American Express for their small business Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we're one of their studios that are going to be putting Small Business Saturday official studios. And you see us like on their online. If you look under their Small Business